Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Welcome back to the show today, and today we're going to go over just some, we're going to look for some websites that you can find some really cheap Lego sets on. This is great. I tried to do this because I know that there are people around the world that are looking for this. So, but I am from the United States, if you guys don't know. I did want to include some other sites that were kind of internationally, that has some international presence in case you guys are from around the world. I did include in the list, there are some other ones in there, and there's some ones that you probably never even heard of. So hopefully you'll get some value out of this. If you're listening to us on our podcast, if you could please leave us a positive review on whichever site you're streaming this from. It really would help us to get the word out, and we'd love it if you could do that and just give us some feedback, because we're going to look at that feedback and try to improve our show as well. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. So guys, I was just searching around for some value that I can help you guys out as far as, you know, looking for some good Lego sets. Now this can be helpful for if you are a Lego investor, because obviously you want to buy the Lego sets at the cheapest price that you can find. But also if you're just a parent, I mean, I'm a parent too, so I'm always looking for a good deal. Today I'm going to go over the websites. I'm also going to actually tell you the best times of when to start to look for these type of deals, because not on every website I present you, they're not always going to have the cheapest Lego set. If you know when to look for them, then you can go back to those sites and compare them with other sites as well to see which one is the cheapest. But really, it was funny, I was looking at this, and you guys look at this map, the place that, if you live in Ecuador, you pay the most for Lego sets, which I'm sorry for that. Maybe you can, if you're really looking for it, maybe you can grab something out of another country and then have it shipped to you. Maybe that might be a little bit cheaper. Or maybe that's just the whole thing. Maybe you can't even get it in there. I'm not really sure, but I feel bad for you guys. But actually, the cheapest place is in China, and the second one is where Lego is actually in. In the United States, I think it's $129, I think, is the average price for set. This graphic here is from the Toy Zone. They actually collected a lot of data around the world using, you know, a couple of algorithms. You can actually go on their website. I'll post the link down below if you want to see some of that data. But I was trying to find some, just, you know, some really good ways that you guys can find some different websites. So the first website really is going to be Lego. I know it's really not a surprise right here, but I do want to say that the Lego Shop at Home deals, they are, sometimes they'll have some deals in here that they might be getting rid of a set. You might find them, but they might not always be the cheapest Lego set prices for here. What you can do is, if you know what the promotions and discounts are for that particular month, you can use that to get some free Legos, you know, along with your thing, or you can get some VIP points. Sometimes they have double VIP points. I did a video that kind of helps you to figure out the best time to get some good Lego VIP deals. So I'm not going to spend too much time on this site. They, you know, like I said, a lot of their stuff is mostly retail price, but if you pair it up with some of these discounts and free gifts that you get with it, then it can actually be a pretty good deal if you want to get more for your money. So the next site is Tesco. Now this is a site that is out of the UK, so I have no experience from buying from this, but I wanted to find just some different places that you guys can look for Legos that do have pretty good price. So I do know that they have some Legos here, and you know, I don't know what these prices are in pounds and everything. I'm not familiar with the pounds and what that converts to the US. I know that just from other users, they've reported that, you know, they can find some pretty good deals from this website. So they also, I think that they have a brick and mortar store as well. I mean, maybe somebody in the comments from the UK can just let me know. But if you've never used it and you're in the UK, it's definitely a place to check out to see if they have LEGO deals. And this really gets to the point of you know, when to find these LEGO deals. A lot of times LEGO will have, they'll be out a couple times a year in the stores, so the stores will not carry everything all at once, whether it be on their online or the actual physical store. They might have a certain inventory, so certain times of the year they're gonna start discounting that to get rid of that inventory, because they're gonna be getting new stuff in that LEGO makes. Knowing those cycles is really key to finding good deals with it. So the number three site is, most of you guys know, Walmart.com. Yes, Walmart is definitely a good site to go to. They have a number of different stores all around the world. I'm not certain of, you know, in some of the other parts of the world, you know, if they have a big, huge presence as far as online, but it's definitely a place to look at. My suggestion is, you know, they also, like I said, a lot of times they're going to do some clearance deals for some of the sets. So they'll have rollbacks of all these different sets in here. Probably the best way is to, you know, is to know when those are. And typically they're after the holidays. They're going to have some deals for a clearance. Also, right now, if you're watching this, July, kind of August, is a time when they also clearance things off. But online it's a little different too. They you know, have different type, you know, inventory needs, so they don't actually have a physical shelf, so they don't have to move everything to show all the sets in there, so they can keep things on a little bit longer. But you can still find some really good deals on there. Another time also is during Black Friday. They always have really good deals for LEGO sets, so that's always a good time to look forward to get, you know, a really good substantial discount off a lot of set. But you can also find during the year, they'll clearance off things for 50% or even more sometimes, but generally you'll see about 40 to 50% is a good average for when they really heavily clearance something off. And those don't last long, so you definitely want to get back on there. So if you go into the LEGO site, if you click on the rollback, that's going to show you all the ones that are discounted. That's what Walmart calls it, at least in the US, that they roll back. Now, these aren't always necessarily the cheapest LEGO set prices, but it still is a good way to look, and you can compare this to other stores. All right, so the next site is Amazon.com. Now, I know what you're thinking. Amazon is not always the cheapest price around for the LEGO set. I will be honest with you, there, as far as when I shop for investing in LEGOs, I do find a lot of sets on here that are heavily discounted. It is still a good place to look for some deals that they have. They're gonna have periodic sales throughout the year on some sets. So if you're looking for a retired LEGO set, you definitely wanna have those sets on your radar as far as looking for the particular a particular set for you. So it's definitely something I would definitely keep on your radar as far as looking for different things. One way to actually also look is if you go into the site, you type in LEGO, bring you to the LEGO page, you can do today's deals. Now, these sometimes aren't always the best deals, but they have some discounts in there. You can see if you have the Prime membership, you can always look at it for this. And if you're international, you can actually have some countries that they will ship it to you from the US. So if you do find a good deal here, it may be worth seeing if that's still, even with the shipping cost, because it would be an additional shipping cost, that might actually be a little bit cheaper than finding it somewhere else. You know, that's a little bit closer to you. So this is also a good way to look for things that are kind of international as well. And Amazon's also around the world, so they'll have a particular site for your country, so that's also a good place to score some deals. Also, another way is, I did a training, I'm not going to go over it now, but on Keepa. Keepa is it's basically a tracking site that has charts of the prices of things. But take a look at above on the card right here, and you'll actually find a good way to set up these alerts so that you can find when certain deals meet your price threshold. The next store I wanted to go into is Target. Target is a big, huge presence in the U.S. They have a lot of good sets on here that are, they do have some fairly decent prices every once in a while. Again, this is where you need to know when the best time to shop for cheap Lego sets or discounted Lego sets. The best time is honestly around the holidays. They also have a promotion that they do where if you spend so much money in Legos, they give you a gift card. Typically, that's, I think they do it a couple times a year. Just before November, I think they do it maybe in October, maybe early November before Black Friday. And then also on Black Friday, they have a lot of good deals as well. So they're really good for certain times of the year. And then also when they do some clearance stuff from their online inventory, they're going to have good deals on here. So really the best place is, you know, is to look at these deals on here and then look for some exclusive ones that are available that you might not be able to find some other store, because they'll have their own only at Target. So you can find those if you sort through the Lego store as well online. But definitely look out for certain times of the year. They're going to have some good deals on there. They don't always have I don't, as a Lego investor, I don't buy a lot of stuff from Target because some of the other sites they offer a tax exempt. They're a little bit more friendly for anybody that's reselling or purchasing to sell. You know, I still have to pay tax when I'm a Target. They don't actually like resellers. So I generally try to, you know, go for the other sites that have that discount, because where I pay tax, I still save more money. But one thing that you can do also with Target is if you get the red card, you get a 5% discount, and that could help offset some of the things. So, and then really it's just, you know, finding the right deals at the right time is just going on there at the right time to find those particular deals. So the next site is Best Buy. Now, Best Buy has a big presence in the U.S. I know that they also have a presence in Canada. There might be some other locations that they also have a presence, but I know those are the two that I'm aware of. But they always have deals. It's kind of surprising because when I first started getting into Legos, I didn't think that Best Buy would have it. I always thought they were an electronics store, that they are heavily into that, but they have a lot of collectibles there. They have a lot of toys there. Actually, in store as well, they have a lot of stuff, but a lot of their stuff is also online. So you can find some really good deals here, some very cheap Lego sets. So what I suggest is just type in Lego, then you can go down to go through the toy section. Then I just usually check off the Legos. And then if you go down a little bit further, they have a checkbox in here for on sale. And then you always check off all discounted items so that you can find some, you know, deals that are pretty good. So for this one might be a good deal for you. I don't know if you want to save $20 off a set that's normally $50. That might be good. You know, again, look at all the prices of the different marketplaces, and you can see if you can compare things. Also, again, you know, like I said, in my retired sheet, you know, you can easily do that for some of these retired sets. So you can grab that and check those out as well. As far as Best Buy, I mean, they're good to help build up if you have a Lego investment and you do need to get some more. They are tax exempt. If you're a reseller, if you have your license to do that. So they'll definitely save you some money as far as some taxes and things like that you would normally have to pay at some of the other retailers that don't have that. So it's really good one to throw this one in the mix when you're trying to look for cheap Lego sets. Now this site is called Zaviv, I think that's how you pronounce it. They're actually located outside of the US, I believe. I think they're in the UK, if I remember correctly. But they're available for, you know, different marketplaces outside of the US. So it's not just the US. You can find them. They will ship to Great Britain. I believe they ship to Europe. I think they ship pretty much anywhere around the world. They have their own catalog of Legos, and they regularly run good sales for their Legos. Now, the best way I honestly is really just to go there and just look for Lego sets. And then you could do, there's a savings option in here. You can get 75% off. So you can see actually which ones are really heavily discounted. Now, all obviously these are not always going to be the best ones to buy, but this is still a good place I would definitely look for to see if they have some good deals on things. And like I said, if these sets, some of these sets that you're looking for, they, as they get close to retirement, they're gonna stop. You're not gonna see a lot of these in the retailers that you would normally shop in. They're gonna start thinning out in there. So even if you're trying to look for something in here, this might be a kind of a last resort to look for a set that you're looking for. The only drawback with Zaviv is their shipping is, it can sometimes, if you get some boxes sent to you, they've gotten a little bit better with their shipping, but I have to be honest with you, I've gotten sets where they've been almost like, the way that they packaged them was not that great. They would honor the, you know, sending it back and getting your money back, but just be aware of that. You know, if you're looking for pristine box conditions, you know, you're taking a gamble sometimes when you do get them from here. So just be aware of that. That it doesn't always happen. I've got boxes that have been completely fine, but it seems to be, you know, a little bit sometimes here and there. And that happens actually with some of the other retailers. I know Amazon does, they sometimes they'll do that as well, but it's just really, sometimes it can be hit or miss with Zavivi. Number 8 on the list is Kohl's. Now, Kohl's is mainly a department store that does mainly, like, if you go into the physical store, it's a lot of clothes in there. They have a section in there for Legos and toys and things and just other little trinkets and stuff, kitchen stuff and home stuff. But they have a pretty large selection of Legos on their online store, and you can find a lot of these in the store as well. They regularly do run some clearance deals. You know, again, this is different times of the year that you can find this. Right now, we're July. They do have some clearance right now as they're trying to get rid of some of their older inventory to make room for the new stuff. So that's a good place you can get some good clearance deals for this. Now, they also have, the thing about Kohl's is that they run these specials also each time of year, different times of the month, where they have Kohl's cash. So they will give you, if you spend $50, they'll give you like $10 that you can use the next time. So ultimately that's 20% off, you know, for the next purchase that you make. So just be aware of that. They have some different times that they do that you will be able to get those promotions. So you might want to look and see what kind of deals that they have. The licensing deals that they have with Lego, there's some things that you can't use their coupons where you get 20% off. You can't really use that for Legos. So make sure you look on there when they have a special coupon to see if Lego is restricted, and most likely it is. So it's not really going to be on there. What you can do is, if you get your Kohl's cash, you can, the next time, use the Kohl's cash to buy the Legos from there. So you can get, essentially, the next set that you get would be discounted. So now is a great time to do the clearance. If you get some sets in there, get a few of the sets that you like, and then for every $50 you spend, you get $10 back. Now, if you're watching this at a different time of year, you know, these change. So just be aware of that it's not always that discount that they have, but they do cycle through that. So definitely keep an eye out when the next one is, and then maybe you can purchase that set, even at a discounted price for that at that time of the year. But really, they're pretty good for finding some good deals. I've gotten lots of different good Lego deals from them, and then I've used the cash to get even cheap Lego sets. Sometimes I've actually got free Lego sets because I've used enough of the cash to just basically have a zero price for those Lego sets. So it's definitely a good site to look at, and also take advantage of the Kohl's cash. Number 9 on the list is Bricklink. Now, for most of you that are in the Lego world, maybe in Lego investing, you guys are probably aware of this site. If you're just somebody that's looking for a bunch of good websites to find some good deals, you might not know this site. This site is a mecca for the different stores that are individually owned by really a lot of Lego enthusiasts that are also sellers of Legos. So they collect Legos. They actually sell like complete sets of Legos. They also break up the parts of the Legos, and then they sell the individual Legos. So if you got a set, and you know, if you're just, maybe you bought a used set somewhere, you know, on your Facebook marketplace, and it was missing a couple pieces, this is where you want to go. You want to check out this site right here. You can find those. So I'm not really going to go through how you search for things, but I wanted to bring you through and I looked at the stores that are just located in the US. So as you can see, there's quite a bit of stores in here that are in the US. I mean, you can find these internationally too. So there's other countries that these sellers are located in, you know, like Germany and Canada, all over Europe, Australia. So just take a look at, you know, if you're in your own country, because you want to make sure that you're finding something that's close to your house, that's close to where you live. So because you'll have less shipping costs, because they'll usually charge you, what it usually costs for the shipping to ship it somewhere. So if it's out of country, then you're gonna pay a premium for it. So I would start when you're doing your search for certain sets or anything, just start and make sure that you have that in mind, that the store is located where you closer to where you are, because the shipping costs will be much less for you. And then again, if it's a great way to support just third-party Lego enthusiasts who are also sellers, and they really are, their customer service, I have to say, for a lot of the stores is phenomenal. I mean, you're usually dealing with a small family kind of mom and pop store that, they're not, they're selling and they might have lots of volumes, but they're much smaller than, like, let's say a Walmart or an Amazon. So you're gonna get that customer friendly service from them. So I really enjoy supporting that community as well. And again, you can find some really great deals out there that, again, if there's stuff that's retired, you might still be able to get it from here that they've purchased a set before, and it might not be as expensive as, say, a different site on there like Amazon or something like that. Or it could be just closer to your home, so it could be just, you could save in the shipping costs. So definitely take a look at BrickLink when you can't find a particular set, or if you want to look for some good deals on some sets. Site number 10 is eBay. Now, I'm sure most of you guys are familiar with eBay. They are a huge platform that's been around since, I think, the late 90s, early 2000s. I know I was selling on there since 2000, but I believe they started in the 90s. So it's a really big marketplace that has a lot of different products on there, and among them is Legos. So you can find lots of great deals on here for Legos, and whether you want to get them used or new, you'll be able to find any of those things. So if you're not familiar with how Lego works, I mean how eBay works, you always want to go down and make sure that you click off the actual condition that you like, because some people will sell used things on here. So you want to make sure if you're looking for a new set, you want to definitely check off new in there. And then one I also would is things to look at is the feedback from the seller itself. Make sure that they have some pretty good feedback. Now, if they're a new seller, I'm not saying they're going to be bad, but you might be able to find a good deal with the new seller, because they're probably going to price it a little bit lower so they can kind of generate more sales. That's a tip for you guys if you're just starting out on eBay to do that as well. But either way, just make sure that they have some good feedback and they are able to ship it to you, and the cost, make sure you also factor in the cost of the shipping. You can do free shipping. You can, sort through things like that to find some really good deals. The auctions that they have, they do have a buy it now, where you just buy it for the price. They also have some auctions, so you can maybe score a good deal. But also make sure that you keep the shipping in mind as far as your cost. So make sure you kind of factor that in there when you're putting in your bid for certain things. This is also a great place to find some used Legos that are some great cheap Lego sets that you can find. They might have been just built and they're in perfect shape, but of course they've been open. These are great, if you have some kids that just want to have a certain set and you don't really mind that they were used before. So just make sure that you read everything in their descriptions. They hopefully will give you the right description as far as, if it's 100% complete. Because sometimes you can find sets that what they'll do is they'll take the minifigures out and they'll have the entire set itself, but they won't have the little minifigures in there. So just make sure you're reading all the descriptions if you are going to buy something that's used. Even if it's new, make sure you look at the picture. Sometimes they'll actually have the picture of what it looks like. It could be a little ding, it could be a little shelf markup that, they don't really feel safe selling it on another marketplace, but they want to disclose it and you can still find a good deal on there. So a lot of the things, if you don't mind, they could have a little ding on the box or it could be crushed or something, but they still have not been opened. So that's also a good place where you can score some good Lego sets for cheap. The last site, number 11, is Woot. Now, if you guys have never seen Woot, I definitely would sign up for this site. They have periodic sales that they are clearancing of different Lego sets or just other different things on here. It is an Amazon company, so if you have Amazon Prime, they will also give you the free shipping because they use the warehouses at Amazon, so they're kind of plugged into that fulfillment center as well. So this is really good if you have the Amazon Prime. It's really another good place. The real drawback of iWoot is that they don't have a good way to search for anything. There's really not a search bar in here. I mean, if you notice that, they kind of break it down into different categories, and then when you get into the category, you can sort of break it down, but it's not really, to be honest with you, it's really not that good for this time of year, I mean, for this, for 2021 and beyond, you guys should really have a little search bar up here. Maybe that's their thing. They don't want to have that, so everybody's searching for it. But I found a little hack that seems to work. I did some research, and some other folks have said that they've done it this way, although I haven't had much experience as of doing it yet. But so if you go to Google and then you type in site colon woot.com, right? And then space Lego, right? What that's going to give is it's going to give you all of the, it's going to do a search for on woot.com, and then it's going to look for anything that has Lego in it. Now, if you just did it this way, you're going to find a bunch of different pages in here. And as you can see, there's like over 10 pages. Let me see how many come up. Yeah, so over 2,000 things have come up, and I don't know how far back that goes, but there's over 2,000 different Lego deals on here. So you kind of want to find the ones that are more recent. So if you go to the tools and then you go to the past maybe week, you might be able to find something in here. So this is one of those things where you'd have to go there and check it out. But I think if you go to their site, they will, and you sign up for their emails, you'll get some stuff in your email as far as when they have certain deals. Now they're also going to have other deals in there. So if you don't want to have, flood your email box, this might be a different way that you can do it to find good deals. But I've gotten some really good sets from here that are free shipping, of course, with Prime, and they were just really good deals. So it's definitely a site that I would keep on there, but it's not, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not the best site to search for. So hopefully you guys found that really helpful. I look forward to the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.